Good morning. Welcome once again to Every Nation Church Penang. Merry Christmas. Okay, it's never too late to wish one another Merry Christmas. And the next few days, you're going to shout Happy New Year. All right, all those online and also in Community Hall and MPH, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. Amen. Very soon from now, how many of us know that there will be how many days more? 4 days from now, we're going to say goodbye 2020. Okay, that's it. And then we're going to say hello to 2021. All right. But the big question for all of us, as you hear from Terrence just now, all right, how has your 2020 been? Okay, someone said in one of our meetings, well, someone said this. He said, from March until now, it's just blur. I do not know what has happened. And suddenly it's Christmas. True or not? I don't know whether you went through that. Okay, weeks after weeks, month after one. Okay, lock yourself inside, quarantine yourself. And then suddenly, okay, we are celebrating Christmas. And 2020 has hit, okay, one another in many ways. Okay, whether in education, in government setting, finance, okay, what else? Your car tire and all those, all right? I do not know, all right? So the 2020 probably will be the last question you want to ask. Probably you can say, yeah, I survived 2020. Yeah, all right, give yourself a big hand. Okay, praise the Lord. Now, by saying so, all of us in one another, 2020 has been a lockdown, whether you legally locked down or not. But in that sense, okay, whether you lock yourself in the room, some not even come out, some just within your house, even you play anything, it's also inside your room, okay, thank God for digital game, okay, and then what else? Otherwise, it's your mungkim alone, the whole taman, that's it, and then the whole Penang, and many times you can't even travel interstate, needless to say, okay, to travel overseas. Now, my message today, I'm just praying about it, is in time like this, right? What will be the best way to end 2020? What will be our response, all right, in that sense? So today, I want to talk about the power of saying thank you. Okay, turn to your neighbor, left, and right, say thank you. Thank you for sitting 1 meter away from me. All right. So I believe the best way to end the year 2020 is by saying thank you. All right. Thank you to God. Okay. For regardless of whatever that has happened is happening around us. In fact, thank you. I'm sorry. I love you. Among the most powerful words, okay, that you can ever use in your life. In other words, never live without them, all right? So I have three thoughts for us, okay, today as we end, okay, today is the last Sunday of the year, amen? All right, hope that will take you further, okay, as we enter 2021. Sometimes you say, wow, power say thank you, all right? What is that power in saying thank you? But you say power, thank you, it's something, many things will happen, all right? You eliminate whatever, okay, what kind of power that I'm talking about. So three thoughts. Number one, when you look at this year 2020, are you able to say thank you even when no one say thank you? How to say thank you this year, 2020? True? Sometimes we live in a generation, sometimes I just wonder, are we living in a thankless generation? Okay, where nobody say thank you anymore. Or the percentage of people say thank you is so minimum. All right? When was the last time people say thank you to you? Or when's the last time you say thank you to others? All right. Thank God even when no one says thank you. But I was thinking about probably there are some reason why people don't say thank you anymore. One of the reasons will be the reason of entitlement. I'm entitled to it. Why I need to say thank you? You're supposed to give me. All right. Why am I supposed to say thank you? I deserve it at the first place. All right. Especially, I know, even young and old is the same. Right? Children sometimes say, my father, mother supposed to give me what? Why should I say thank you to parents? Sometimes we can live in this kind of thinking, all right? Sometimes we also forgot to say thank you, boss. Why? I work this company, it's my hard-earned energy, you know, the company should pay me, all right? But on the other hand, who actually will evaluate what you're doing, all right? So learn to say thank you, okay? Those above you, below you as well. For some, the other way will be the way they brought up. To say please and thank you, sometimes it's like being forced to. Say thank you. No, thank you. You know, being punished. So it's something like they are forced to. So, which otherwise is not their habit, okay, of saying thank you. All right, when they are forced to say please or thank you, it's like there's a moment where probably they have a fight with a brother. All right, and a fight, a brother being forced to say thank you, I'm sorry, all those. So they only say that with condition. I don't know. Okay, probably that is the background. Sometimes it becomes like to say that is like the memory went back of being injustice. It's my one. Why should I say, you know, all those, all right, injustice. But sometimes they also issue of being pride and of lack humility. Now, by saying so, without knowing all those, growing up that way, we also carry with us. Okay, when it comes to matter with God, to say thank you to God. Right? To say thank you, God, okay, for what you have given me, okay, in this life. All right, so be thankful and not thankless. Look at what Paul said this. Okay, Paul said this. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteous suppress the truth. Okay, then he continues to say, for although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or giving thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. I mean, of all things that Paul said, he has to highlight the word give thanks. People has lost, okay, that sense, okay, of giving thanks or say thank you. So in other words, in this verse, it's actually saying they knew God, but then they choose not. Yes, they live as one, but they never act as one. All right, in that sense. Okay, now, look at Paul. Paul continued to say that in 2 Timothy. He said, but understand this, that in the last days, are we living in the last days? The last day, not the last days. All right. Now, there will time comes of difficulty. Yes. Okay, now and then. For people will be lovers of self. All right, some, I was just talking to someone 2 days ago. Okay, he said, when he looked back at what's happening, people are really lovers of self. When you're a lover of yourself, you set your own rules. You don't care about others, all right? So in that way, the sense of being selfish is very in a high degree. Lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unpeaceable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving God, treacherous, reckless, swollen, with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Wow, but just reading that also so tired, eh? Yeah, right? Having appearance of godliness, but denying its power, avoid such people. So in other words, we can, even that you know God, just like Paul said, you knew God, but never honor him, and do not know how to say thank you, God. Okay, or thank you to others. So having the appearance of God, whoa, so holy. But then inside, denying its power. Okay, what does that mean? People who live that way, in other words, might may saying this, I pray, but I didn't do any good. But it didn't do any good, so I forget it. Sometimes people have forgot whether it's to pray or not. I try tithing, try giving, but God didn't open the floodgates of blessing. So I stopped. Blow. Okay? Having new God, appearance of godliness, but denying His power. I try going to church, but I don't feel the difference. So, maybe God doesn't work. I hope the songs that we worship really mean, even we don't feel it, we don't see it, God is working. I gave God a chance, but all my problems didn't disappear. So why do I believe? Alright? So this is what Paul was trying to say. Alright? But today's message should end 2020. There's a power by saying thank you. Number one is say thank you even when no one say. I want to draw your attention in this thought. Number one is the story of the 10 lepers. You know that story. The story of the 10 lepers. How many? 10. Look at this. Verse 11 to 19. It says this. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. Okay, Samaria, Galilee, all right. As he entered Lipsing Garden, okay, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at the distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourself to the priest." As they went, they were cleansed. Continue, verse 15. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Can you see that? So it's like the rest of the 9 are his own people, but the 10th one was a foreigner. Okay, all the 9 probably think about they deserve all that. After all, God owe me the healing. But this one foreigner came back and said thank you to Jesus. All right? So in other words, when you read that, 10 asked, they call out to Jesus, "Have mercy on us." All right? 90% did not come back to say thank you, Jesus. But again, who are the lepers? They are outcasts. Okay? No one is to get near them. And they are not to get near anyone. Sounds like they're having COVID also, right? Okay. They're not supposed to get touch anyone, all right? Now, so in other words, they are to observe a lifetime quarantine. They are to observe strict SOP. In other words, for lepers, if they enter into the crowd, what must they do? They have to shout, "Unclean, unclean, unclean, unclean." Everybody will siam. Move away, okay, for them to move around, all right? So they have to declare. Now, so do you go around, "COVID, COVID"? If you're queued on a Medi or left, all right, so you get your first choice to order your food. But one day, okay, on the December 27, they're wondering what the new year will be. They met Jesus, all right? Even having all this social distancing at all times and all those, can you can imagine the life that they have? They can't even have girlfriend. They can't even have boyfriend or get married. They can't even have family. And that day changed their life on the December 27. All right, so they come to know Jesus. Jesus changed their life. All the 10 were cleansed. And do you know that they, all of them are given the opportunity to return and say thank you? All given the same opportunity to say thank you, but only one came back. Only 10% came back to say thank you. Imagine when one turned around and started heading back, all right? So they're all going, they're so happy they're going because you said you go, okay, to appear with the priest, in front of the priest, okay, to be certified clean because you need to get a paper. After that, they don't need to say, "Unclean, COVID, unclean," okay? No need to say that anymore. So in that case, they were so happy, right? Now, how many of us, we have friends that go, "Oh, I forgot something. I need to go back. Go lah. So here is all 10 of them going, "Oh, I need to do this one thing." Why? "I need to say thank you. Go lah. So one went back, okay, to meet Jesus and say thank you. Now, there is some lesson that we can learn here that is all of them healed. I believe all of them were so happy, but only one came back. What does that mean? It means all of them were physically healed. All of them healed of their leprosy. Their physical were all healed. Outwardly, they were all healed. But only one were healed from the inside out. Because that person was only not healed from the outside, he also healed from the inside. In terms of his emotional, spiritually, inside. Because he knew how to go back and say thank you to Jesus. All right. So he came back and he praised Jesus. The word says he came back and praised Jesus, right? The one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. So each time when you praise God, you got to open your mouth and praise God. When you sing songs of worship and praise, you must raise your voice and praise God. So each time when we have worship service, I don't know, "Why you sing so loud? Pastor in front must sing very loud. Today, pastor don't know go where." Okay. I went to Comedy Hall. I went to MPH Hall, okay, to see all, okay, the rest. Okay, hello, everyone. All right, now. So here he came back to praise God. So in other words, if we are thankless, it is a serious sin. Okay, in that sense, lah. Huh? All right. Now I want you to draw your attention to this word: that our faith has made you well. Okay, the word well, make you well. This well means what? It means whole. Has made you well. You are totally, wholly well. You are completely well. The Greek word is this word called sozo, S-O-Z-O. Not sozo. Okay, no, it's that Cantonese right now. It's sozo, S-O-Z-O. It's a very nice word, all right? Make whole, completely heal, physically, mentally, spiritually. This word, whole. Only one get to hear Jesus say, your faith has made you well. All the nine never get to hear it. Only one. Say thank you, my friends, even when no one says thank you. Have a heart of gratitude. Amen. Number two. So with that, I want to say, when you learn to say thank you, it opens the door to miracle of God. You don't know? Try it. When anything happens, say thank you, Jesus. You wait for the miracle, okay, to take place. In other words, if you have tried all things and failed, try saying thank you and see what God opens for you. Receive a rejection letter, didn't get, never mind, thank you, Jesus. You never know what's the next door that God's going to open for you. Amen? Now, next. Thank God despite of your circumstances. We have all kinds of circumstances that we can't even control. Okay, we wanted certain way to do things, certain ways that it will happen. We want God to follow our way. Friends, you might have to change your mind, all right? So we got to surrender to God. Now, Paul said this, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances. Did he say give thanks in one circumstances? No, he says all, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Whichever things that happen in 2020, he said this year is a red year. Friends, in all circumstances, give thanks. Are you able to give thanks in troubled times? Big question. In troubled times, are you able to say thank you? Whenever city troubles, okay, happen, are you able to say thank you? But what is your trouble? What's the worst thing can ever happen in your life? Is it sickness? Is it rejection? What is it? What's the worst thing you can ever think of? Okay, students, you might think, okay, the worst thing, fail exam. Cannot proceed. What are you going to do? All right? Work. Is it that, I mean, all kind of things. I was just thinking, maybe the worst is someone stab you from the back. Oh, this guy, go to every department, say bad things about you. Okay, stab you from the back. Discredit you when you are about to be promoted. That's the worst thing that ever happened in a working place, right? Now, look at the story of Daniel. Okay, we're going to read quite a bit. Just all of you have known this story, but to capture it right now. How many of you knew when each time when Daniel prayed, what did he pray? Have you ever wondered? He prayed, you know, and then what happened? He was thrown into the lion's den. What did he pray? Okay, so let's discover. Now, let's read Daniel chapter 6. Now, it says here, it pleased Darius. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be throughout the whole kingdom. In other words, Darius appoint 120 officers, all right, or ministers, and over them three high officials, and of whom Daniel was one. So the among our 120, there are three, and one of them is Daniel, to whom these satraps should give account so that one king might suffer no loss, all right, to guard, okay, the probably the treasury, okay, of the kingdom. This one, that means got to be Terence, lah, all right, now. Then Daniel became distinguished above all other officials and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Friends, in wherever you are doing, be excellence. Right, do well also in the church as well, because people got to see excellence, okay, whatever they are doing. All right, the moment sometimes you hear, okay, never mind, okay, la. Friends, you lose the excellence, you become complacent. All right, amen. Let's go on. The high official and the satraps sought to find a ground, okay, for complaint against Daniel. Anybody complain about you? If you have, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right? Because probably you walk into their territory or they cannot shout you already. Now, because they're jealous of you being excellent with regard to the kingdom, but they could find no ground for complaint or any fault because he was faithful and no error or fault was found in him. Then this man said, we shall not find any ground or for complaint against this Daniel unless we find in connection with the law of God. Wow. Do you have these people like that in your workplace? Probably, all right? Now, so we know here, Daniel, reading all those, you know, it's in exile. Okay, so he's where his position right now. So he was so distinguished because of his exceptional qualities. Okay, so what happened next was people jealous of him and wanting to discredit him, whatever that they can do. And they couldn't find anything except anything to do with God. All right? So don't be shy, afraid, okay, when you stand, okay, for the Lord Jesus Christ, all right? So they have got the king to set the decree so that they could pray for no one except the king, all right? So what happened to Daniel? Let's read on in verse 10. And when Daniel knew that the document had been signed because all the rest became jealous, get the king to sign this, okay, and put the signet ring, chap moho, all right, put a stamp. He went to his house where he had windows in the upper chamber open toward heaven. He got down on his knees 3 times a day and pray and give thanks. So we know one of the prayers that he prayed, he give thanks. Wow, he prayed. Give thanks before his God as he had done previously. So Daniel prayed in despite of his circumstances, because that decree that was given out is whoever prayed to any other God, what happened? He died. Okay? The sentence is sentenced to death. All right. So knowing that, cut the story short is such, if you were to read on, that will be that he was cast into the lion's den. All right? Cast into the lion's den. But what happened to the king? The king says, king declared to Daniel. So cast into the lion's den. King came and said, hello, Daniel. Hello, Daniel. What the king says? The king says, may your God whom you serve continually deliver you. And the stone roll and then shut. Okay, that lion's den. Sound like Jesus, right? Throw into the tomb, the stone was closed. Say, may your God whom you serve continually deliver you. Alright, now, what happened to the king? Have you had someone pray for you whole night? The king prayed for you whole night. In fact, you read here in verse 18. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. The king prayed and fasted for you, for Daniel. Amen. All right. No diversion were brought to him, and he slept flat from him. In other words, he never sleep. The king never sleep. Okay, because he loved Daniel. Because he prayed. Because he opened the window, he prayed. And what he prayed? Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, then at the break day, the king arose and went haste to the den of lions. Now, in their history, no one survived. No one will ever survive. You go to the zoo, it's the same. Don't need to go to the during King Darius' time. Okay, zoo also you're gone. As he came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out a tone of anguish. And the king declared Daniel, oh Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually able to deliver you from the lions? So, what is he expecting? Daniel replied, oh, king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me because I found blameless before him and also before you. Oh, king, I have done no harm. Wow. Just because he prayed, opened the window, he prayed. Someone in our midst said, what do you do when you're early morning? I wake up, open the balcony, and I pray. Make sure you pray, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that I can be alive today. I can serve another day, okay, for Jesus. I can reach out, okay, another person. And then what happened after that? The king was exceedingly glad and commanded Daniel to be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den. You see, when you read Bible verses like this, that means what? There's no way he can escape. That means because he had to be taken up out of the den. And repeat again. So Daniel was taken up out of the den. No kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted his God. Even when you don't feel it, even when you don't see it, God is working. Now, the last part is just scary. And the king commanded, and those men who had maliciously accused Daniel were brought and cast into the dens of lion. Okay, they, their children, and their wives, and they, before they reached the bottom of the den, before they reached, you know, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces. All right, so sometimes we can spend so much time wasted on those people who try to attack you. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You do not know what God has in store for you. So in other words, when you learn to say thank you, Jesus, it's the portal to the supernatural of God. If one day, you got to face your lion, man. No lion, no supernatural. Yeah. So when trouble comes, get ready and say thank you. But if there's no trouble, don't look for trouble. That's what it means. Okay, now let's move on to the third one as we close. Okay, the story of Jesus feeding the 1,000. So when Jesus took the bread and the fishes, right, what did Jesus pray? He just gave thanks. You read the Bible in John 6. He just take out, thank you, God. Thank you, my Father. That's all. Thank you. That's it. Supernatural take place. Thank you, Jesus. 2020, are you able to say thank you, Jesus? All right, now, third one. Thank God, or thanking God, is a way to worship God. Yes, sometimes you think back your whole life. Do you really spend time worshiping God? Of course, it's a lifestyle. Okay, every day you worship God. There's a time you congregate here, okay, we worship God together. There's a personal time, there is a corporate time that we worship God. Look at Psalms 100, I really love Psalms 100. Get ready, worship team, we're going to end soon. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness, come before Him with joyful song. I like this because each time when I think of worship, let's come to the Lord, let's shout unto the Lord, let's worship Him, alright? And then know that the Lord is God, and it is made who make us who are, we are His, we are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Each time when you say that, you say, shout unto the Lord, yes, Jesus, I worship you, worship Him, and verbally express, and you know that you, the one that you worship is none other than Jesus, all right? Now, He said, enter His gate with, so in other words, where is the gate now? When you come to church, where is the gate? First one is your house gate. You wake up, you open the door of your door to get out from your house. And for a typical Penang guy or Malaysian, your first gate, then after that, your second gate. What else? Then you come to church, okay, there's another gate, okay? The basement, you got another gate. You come out, leave, there's another gate, you come in, right? So each time we enter, you have so many opportunities to say, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Or you wake up, open the gate, ayo, who locked the gate like that? Come out already. Ayo, what's the long queue? Oh, you come to the market here. Ayo, why so many? So you got to ask yourself, you have to leave. Ayo, why it's so long? Then, verse 4, you got to think again. How you enter His gate with thanksgiving and His court with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Can you see the word give thanks or thanksgiving appear twice compared to the rest? Give thanks, for the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. So, church, thanksgiving is a way to worship God for what God has done for you. Every time we say thank you, because somebody did something for you. So thank Jesus, okay, because God did something for you, what He has done for you. Praising God is where you declare His greatness. How great is our God? You praise Him. Somebody has done something, go on the stage and receive cert or trophy or whatever. Wow, you praise Him. So you praise God for His greatness. And then when you worship Him, you worship His holiness because He is holy. Right? Again, you read in the Psalms, worship in the beauty of His holiness. Amen. So when you learn to say thank you, Jesus, friends, it is the, what's that? The gateway. It's the key. It's the gateway to the presence of God. So some say, oh, where's God? Oh, where's God? Start saying thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we pray for people. I pray for people. Then they go back and say, oh, you don't know what happened. Friends, once you receive, once you pray for, I say thank you, Jesus. And carry that. Because that will sustain you, all right? Even in the next few days. Amen? Okay, so we say end here. 2020, may I ask all of you, what do you want to thank God for this year? Regardless of whatever taking place, one, say thank you, Jesus, even when no one says thank you. Say thank you, Jesus, when? What? In spite of your circumstances. And the last one, thank Jesus when it's a way to worship God. Amen. Let us pray. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I want to commit all of us into your hands as we end the year 2020. There's four more days to go. Father, today that we take these 4 days for some kind of reflection. Yeah, every one of us, whether we are here, whether you're online, or in different overflow room, that will take some time in the next these 3-4 days reflecting what are the things that you can thank God for. The same time, okay, what you want to do, all right, in terms of thanking God, and also the same time, who are the people that you want to appreciate? Well, I want to say thank you, Every Nation Church Penang, for giving me the honor, all right, even to serve all of you. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, that we, this is the last Sunday of the year 2020. Father, that in this 4 days of reflection, we also get ourselves ready, okay, for the year 2021. We thank you for the team this year. That's amazing grace. Truly, okay, no one knows that pandemic will hit, but truly that every one of us needed, okay, that amazing grace of God, the abundant grace of God, okay, the saving grace of God, the sustaining grace of God upon our life. As we look into the year 2020, Father, I pray for each and every one of us that we get ready, okay, even as we fast and pray for the time of consecration. Father, we can believe you. You are the awesome God. You are the almighty God. Father, today we want to lift up your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.